Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. So it's always good to be in his house. It's good to be in Sasolburg. Amen. Yo, today there's so many things that are in my spirit, but perhaps even if I don't preach about this, maybe let me mention this. Hallelujah. If it ends up being a preaching, then it's okay. Amen? Because that's what, you know, that's what is in also in my spirit this morning. Are you here? And this you find in Proverbs 1 verse 20. Proverbs 1 verse 20 says, out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. Look at your neighbor, say neighbor. Wisdom is calling. I cannot hear you. Say wisdom is what? Look at your neighbor, say wisdom is calling. On top of the wall, she cries out. She cries out at the city gate. She makes her speech. Say, wisdom is calling. Now, here's the thing. If wisdom is so much around our lives, why there's so much foolishness? Folly. Say, folly. So wisdom, say wisdom is calling. Say wisdom is calling. It is not what you say that matters. It's how you say it, where you say it, and when you say it. Say wisdom is calling. You know, you get some people already, I've done it. I've told her or I've told him. No. When God gives you wisdom, when God gives you a word, which is a revelation, knowledge, it's up to you what you do with it. Amen? And what you do with it will speak volumes concerning your wisdom. Amen? You know, you can speak to me about something that is wrong. I can fight you. You can speak to me tomorrow. You can speak to me today here. I'll fight you. You speak to me the same thing tomorrow, I'll accept it. Are you hearing me? So it's not that I told him. No. It's when you told him. Some things you must wait for things to cool down before you say them. Amen.
Amen.
You don't try and speak sense into somebody who has just been through stuff. They'll fight you. They'll be defensive. You wait. Pray for wisdom. Things to settle. Then speak. Many relationships are ruined by speaking ahead of time. Not what was spoken, but when and how and where. There are places you should not be talking, but people talk. Am I making sense? There are times we should not be talking, but some people talk. Hallelujah. There's a way you should be talking what you are talking, but people talk anyhow. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, this is in my spirit. Wisdom is calling. Say anybody, wisdom is calling. Say, wisdom is calling. It's everywhere. You know, wisdom is screaming at people. Wisdom is looking at you, speaking to your husband, and say, why would you say that? Why would you even say it that way? Wisdom is standing there, because the Bible says it's everywhere, in the streets. He sees us talking to people in the streets, in the marketplace. I'm here. Why is he not asking for help? Remember, Christ is the wisdom of God. Jesus Christ is what? He's the wisdom of God. He is there with us. But people don't consult him. They just talk. Huh? I say, I'm here. Why don't you ask me? Because we think it's the right thing to say. It's not only that. It's how you say it. In fact, the Bible says that let me just look for that verse. Hallelujah. Are you here? It says, yes, I think it's the book of James, that says that we must ask for wisdom. Say, ask for wisdom. Say, ask for wisdom. James 1 verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should do what? Say never, you should ask, please. Before you open your mouth, it's not only about what you know and what you're going to say. It's also how you're going to say it. Many people know what to say, but they just don't know how to say it. Am I making sense to someone? So that was in my spirit. I just wanted to it's not the message that I think I have to preach today, but it looks like somebody needed to know this.
Amen.
Wait. Amen. With your mouth, you can build or you can destroy. Same thing said different at a different time can make a huge difference. Don't be in a hurry. Tell me, but don't be in a hurry to speak. You know, sometimes I hear somebody speaking and I'll say, you know what? If Mutwana Bileche, Ntungabiki Mufile or not. Are you hearing what I'm telling? Have you felt like that sometimes? You say, you see, if this person had approached me this way, I would have given this person. Am I making sense to someone here? You see how we work hard to mess our lives. We really work hard. Say neighbor, we really work hard to mess up our lives. Are you talking to your neighbor? Say, neighbor, we work hard. Rice runa. Has anybody told you, what's how to approach? When? What's how to approach? Hey, how na he? How na approach? Approach is wisdom. How like, when you approach somebody, please just think and say, okay, what is my approach? Don't just go. As a neighbor, don't just go. You just go. And say whatever you want to say. No, approach. Sometimes you can lose things simply because your approach was wrong. Not that you came and said no, but you, the way you approached. Nah. Amen. Amen. You know that sometimes when people want to ask you something, the way they approached you, eish, or all, kitomufa everything, or kitomufa everything, whatever this one is going to ask, going to get it, even before they ask. But there's another one, or this one is not going to get nothing. This approach is terrible. Hello? Am I making sense? But what I'm talking about, I want to talk about today is Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Say the Prince of Peace. The Prince of what? I cannot hear you. The Prince of what? Now, what is peace? A state or period in which there is no war, or a war has ended. Hallelujah. Amen. Peace is a state or what? Or a period in which there is no war. Okay. So, Jesus is what? The Prince of Peace. Say the Prince of Peace. Say the Prince of Peace. Let us go to the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 9 verse 6. Isaiah 9 verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born." Unto us. Unto us a child is born. Unto us is what? A child is born. Say a child is born. Say a child is born. Yeah. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. Amen. And his name shall be called what? Wonderful. Say wonderful. Counselor. The mighty God. The everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. Now, what does it mean? He's the Prince of Peace. Meaning he's going to end wars. He's going to end wars. He's going to end disagreement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to end what? He's going to end wars. Now, what are these wars? What are these wars he's talking about? Now, remember that when men fell, animosity set in between men and God because of sin. Are you here? Men became the enemy of God. Hallelujah. So there was then war between man and God. So when Christ came, he came for what? He came for peace. Say he came for peace. Say he came for peace. I cannot hear you. What is this kind of peace? John 14 verse 27. John 14 verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, My peace I give you. Amen. Because his peace says, my peace I give to you. Hallelujah. Now, when men fell, there was animosity between men and God. Are you here? Men and God. Men and man. And then man and himself. So there was war between man and man. That's why Cain killed Abel. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So there was war between man and God. Because God said, I don't want to see you in this place anymore. Get out of this place. Literally, we were kicked out. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you messed up and God was so angry and he kicked you out. Out of the Garden of Eden. So there was war. You kicked out of the house. Like if you're living in the same house, you fight and they kick you out. Out in the street. So it was with Adam. Was kicked out. Say he was kicked out. Adam was kicked out. Say Adam was kicked out. Because there was war. It was wartime. And man and man, and man with himself. Because now, even man himself did not have peace. Because now, man began to fight. Men began to fight with men. Are you hearing me? So in other words, your spirit and your flesh used to be the one same with God. But now, your flesh has now fallen and your spirit is separated. So your spirit wants the thing, always the spirit of man wants the things of God. That is why when somebody is drunk, even when they are not born again, they will sing a gospel song. Are you hearing me? Do you have uncles here that do drink? Have you heard them sing? They don't sing Amapiano, what. They sing, they want a hymn. Hallelujah. Because there is that cry of that man on the inside who has been oppressed all this time. Amen? Separated from God. An enemy with God, an enemy with himself, because now the flesh wants the things of the flesh. Because of the fall. Are you hearing me? But Christ says, I come to reconcile. That's peace. When you're talking about peace, you're talking about reconciliation. It says, I've come to reconcile man and God. That's first of all. Without man reconciled to God, forget it. Amen? Men trying to find peace in this world without being reconciled to God, forget it. Because that's where it started, and that's where it must start. Are you hearing me? Man with God. If your relationship with God is not good, forget peace. Look at your neighbor. Forget peace. Amen? My life is not okay. My life is like this and I need help. Okay, first help that you need is to be reconciled with God. Because that's what Christ came for. To reconcile us with God. Amen? Is it making sense? And therefore, he came to reconcile us with men. Now, I'll explain this for some people get confused here. When reading other scriptures about the peace of Christ. Amen. But he has come to reconcile that which was originally pure and perfect. Now, you have to understand something here. That Jesus Christ says here. That I've come in John 14 verse 27. I've come to give you peace. But he qualifies that peace. Say, he qualifies that peace. He says, this is not the peace according to man. Okay? Peace not as man gives. Hallelujah. Peace not as man gives. Now, you see, with the fall of the world, men started to redefine peace. Okay, is that the right place I should be preaching? Men redefined peace. According to their standards, men settled for a new peace. In other words, man has accepted things to be true that are false. Man has settled for corruption and has accepted it as a norm. I don't know if you're hearing me. That is why when you read Isaiah chapter 5, Isaiah what? Let's look at Isaiah 5, verse 20. Well, can we start from 20? Let's see. Isaiah 5. Isaiah 5. Let's say 20. Let's start from 20. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus Christ? Woe to those. Say woe to those. Woe to those who call evil, who call good evil, and evil good. You see that? So man has redefined terms. Because of the fall, they've accepted certain things that are wrong to be right because of their fallen state. So, the enemy has re-established a new equilibrium. Amen? And redefine things according to the devil. That according to my standard of the fallen world, for which I'm a prince, the prince of this world, isn't it? Then redefine how people should live. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. That's what he redesigned things. He re-established terms. He redefined things. That is why the world is the way it is. Things have been accepted to be good and acceptable, even though they are bad. Because man has redefined peace. You see, in this world, when you're talking peace, you must do things that are bad. Then you will be at peace with people. Okay, maybe you're not the right people I should be talking to. If you want to be good with people, you must be bad. In this world, people like bad people. They don't like good people. Or maybe they like you. Maybe they like you. Do they like you? No, because you are disturbing their peace. Satan redefined peace. When we were kicked out of the standard that was in there, then there was a new standard, and things were turned upside down. The enemy can make people walk on their feet and say it's good, walk on their heads and say it's good. Hello? He can make women men and men women and say it is good. That is the peace in the world. Those are the standards. Today, you must feel sorry that you called somebody out who's gay than when you said somebody is normal. Are you hearing me? What is wrong has got more voice and more power than what is good. You feel sorry for yourself that you called somebody out. Because according to the standard of this world, that is okay. That is peace. You are disturbing the peace of this world. Are you hearing me? Are you with me? No, I don't think. Are you with me? Who to those who call what? Evil good. Isn't that what is happening here? If you want to be cool, go out of it. Then you'll trend. You're popular. You're good. Amen? Who put darkness for light and light for darkness? Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? Things that are terrible, they say they are nice. Things that kill them, things that destroy them, they say these are good things. And in fact, they will market it as good. You'll see it on TV. You'll see it everywhere on the billboards that this is good for you. The more you see it, is the more you believe it. That is, they show them until they believe it. Let them hear it until they believe it. That is the slogan of the enemy. He'll bombard you with it every time you switch on anything. You shall hear the same thing until you believe it. You know there are experiments that have been done, and one of the experiments is where they would put people in one room, okay? And I think the one experiment they had, I think there were five people, and the fifth one was a guinea pig, amen? You know, meaning that he's been researched and he does not know that he's been researched. So what they will do, they will show them things on the board. For instance, they'll show them a triangle or a square. Okay, say a square. And so what would happen is that they will start with the first person, and the first person will say, they'll ask the first person, they say, it's a square. The next one will say, it's a square. The third, no, they'll show them a round thing, and the first one will say, it's a square. Obvious round, square. The second one says square. By the time they get to the one who knows, who's been researched, that person will think, no man, why is everybody saying square when this thing is round? No, maybe I should also say square. These experiments have been done. You know, they show them on TV and everywhere. Are you hearing me? And then they will change it. They'll put red. And everybody will say black. From there, black, 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 black. And I'm thinking, no, man. This guy's. Then you look again, you see red. You say, why is everybody saying black? Maybe there's something wrong with me. That is the aim. Maybe there's something wrong with me. This world wants you to think there's something wrong with you. Not with them. They gaslight you. Are you hearing me? All what is happening around you is to make you feel that you are not here. You're wrong. And then when you are sitting alone and say, how come everybody is going this way and I'm the only one? What's wrong with me? You don't say what's wrong. How can you say what's wrong with them? 50 people. And you are the one. You say, what's wrong with me? Isn't it? Oh, am I talking to somebody here? You say, what's wrong with me? Everybody in my street is going left. I'm going right. No, man, this must be wrong. I'm not going left anymore. I'm going right with everyone. That's the pressure that they're putting everyone. We've got to wake up. That is the peace according to the word. If you don't know this, you are an outcast. You are an odd person. You are crazy. You have lost something. Some screws are loose in your brain. Must be tightened. So you think straight. Hallelujah. And what happens was, and this is where I feel that it's actually very important. In one experiment, you know what they did? They put, I think there were five, they put the sixth person. The five, six, no. They put the seventh person, I think. The seventh person they put there. When they put another thing else. So they put, for instance, a cat. And everybody will say dog. Dog, 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 dog. And then when it got to the fifth person, no, the sixth person, who's a new guy, who's supposed to support this one, then you will say dog. This one feels, oh, there's another person here. Oh, no, dog. You see, the importance of that is it's bad to be in isolation. You know, many of us, good people, are not speaking. There are some good people who are not speaking. The most vocal people are these ones who speak lies. Who do what? Yeah, in fact, I like this. Okay, let me just, are you hearing what I'm telling you? Say, neighbor, you need a Christian next to you, I'm telling you. Somebody who speaks your language, isn't it? Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 21 says, who to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own eyes? Who to those who are heroes at drinking wine and champions at mixing drinks? You know, at this time, when Isaiah was a prophet, there was a big problem in Israel. People were drinking too much. If you think this is new, you're joking. People used to drink from morning to evening. They'll be drunk, and they'll think there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, they thought it was fine. Everybody was drinking. If you live with people who are drinking, you're going to drink. Look at them, you're going to drink. Because everybody's drinking, and it's fine, it's normal, it's cool. Are you hearing me? Who to those who are heroes at drinking wine and champions at mixing drinks? Who acquit the guilty for a bribe but deny justice to the innocent? You know it. They acquit the bribe. They say they acquit the guilty. Those who are guilty won't go to jail, but those that are innocent will rot in jail. Amen. Right now, Klerksdorp, in what is this place where there's mines now? What is it called? Stilfontein. You know Stilfontein? Did you hear what happened about the ringleader who just disappeared? Did you hear that? The guy got out of the mine. They got him with everyone, and they knew this is the ringleader. This is the guy. But he just disappeared. Everybody else is there except this guy. Police are embarrassed. Everybody's embarrassed. What do you think happened there? The guilty are not guilty according to the standard of this world. You know, people just receive calls from above and say, you don't touch the guy. Just don't touch the guy. This is the peace in the world. You do these things, you will be fine. You'll stay in your job. Your life won't be threatened. But you go against this, we are coming after you. And your family, we know where you live, we've got your address. When you're a policeman, they just send you to a very dangerous place with very little support. Yeah. Then we hear, no, you are shot on the line of duty. What's that? Say, peace of the world. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ says, I did not come to give you peace as the world gives. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Therefore, as tongues of fire lick up straw, as dry grass sinks down in the flame, so their roots will decay and their flowers blow away like dust, for they have rejected the law of the Lord. Hallelujah. They have rejected what? The law of the Lord. So people who reject the law of the Lord have got their own law. And they justify things according to their own laws. Hallelujah. Are you with me? I want us to go to Luke chapter 2. Say Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter no, no, before. Luke chapter 12, not 2. Luke chapter 12 from verse 51. Luke chapter 12 from verse 51. Say Luke 12. Have you found it? Verse 51. Let's see. Hallelujah. Now he says here, do you think, say, do you think I came to bring peace on earth? Now, here is the man, the Prince of Peace. He says, do you think I came to bring peace? is that not confusing? He's the man of peace. But he says, well, do you think now I've come for that? But we call him peace. So what did you come for? Jesus, what did you come for here? Because you make an announcement. We are told by Prophet Isaiah that there's a man who come. There's a child who will be born. His name is Emmanuel. God with us. Hallelujah. And his name is this. He's Prince of Peace. And when the Prince of Peace comes, he says, I did not come. And then on the other side, he says, I don't give peace then as the world gives you. So what he's trying to tell us is this, that the way you are, don't think that you benefit from my peace. Because my peace will set you apart. He says, I see things that are married that are not supposed to be married to each other. So when I speak, how can they remain married? Because what they are, the marriage is based on is false. These people are in peace, in agreement on something that is wrong. By marriage, I don't mean, don't worry about your marriage. I'm not talking about your marriage. There are so many marriages in the world. When people work together, unless they agree, how can they work together? So there's a lot of friendship. There's a lot of things that are based on the fact that you agree with falsehood. You agree with wickedness. You have tolerated wickedness. He says, I've not come to get peace. Because some of you, when you hear the message of the cross, you are going to change. And this is going to set you against another person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to do what? It's going to set you against. Against who? Against another person. Hallelujah. He says what? You think I came for peace? Look at your neighbor. Do you think Jesus Christ came for peace? He says, I didn't come for that. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No. I tell you, but division. Yeah, I'm going to bring division. Why? Anything that is together, that is based on wrong things, it must separate. Wherever wickedness has brought people together, and ba utswana ka ntembe, ore, I'm going to scatter it. People tolerate you because you're not against what they do. You know, there are many Christians, for the sake of peace in the world, they have tolerated many things. For the sake of what? Say, for the sake of what? Hallelujah. I tell you, but what? Division. Hey, he's the man of peace, but he said, it all divide. I'm going to separate. Because I see that your friendship is based on corruption. From now on, he says, there will be five in one family divided against each other. Yeah. Imagine. When you arrive in the, you when Christ comes into your house through you, because that's how he comes, one of you gets born again. Amen. Christ says, once that happens, it will be like a cat set loose amongst the pigeons. Amen. It's gonna be hell broken loose. Oh, hallelujah. Say, hell will break loose. Say, hell will break loose. It says, from now on, there will be five in one family, divided against each other, three against two, and two against three. Some of your families are like that. Jesus Christ, and you come and say, Pastor, pray for my family. What do you want me to pray for? Because Jesus Christ says, I've done it. Okay. Is this not the scripture? So what do you want me to pray for? Pastor, pray for my family. What must I pray for? We are fighting. Ha! Must I pray against Jesus? Who knows what I'm talking about? If there's no fight in your home, you need Jesus. Look at anybody. If there's no fight in your house, you need Jesus. People don't want me to preach. People don't want us to preach this message. They don't like them. These are the people I love. Please, Pastor, don't talk like that. Did Jesus Christ say you don't like them? No, he said in one family. He specified. He didn't say neighbor. He said in one family there will be fight. By two bata utwana. By three bata makwa, two bata makwa. It's not what happening in your houses. Huh? Where are you coming from? Heaven. If you are born in this place, you're going to fight somebody. In your own house, two will be. One of them will be on your side. The other three will say, never. We don't like this person. How see what happened? Jesus Christ will say, it's me. You know, recently, I shared the gospel with one lady. This person had a beautiful relationship with her family. Beautiful. Beautiful. Are you hearing me? So she had two kids and she was staying home. And the mother was looking after the children. No problem. No problem. She go wherever she want to go, whatever. No problem. I shared the gospel with her. I'm telling you, the moment she stepped into that house and told them that I'm like this, I'm going to start attending church, they said, you are leaving this house. I will kick you out with your children. Hello? As we speak, she's kicked out of the house. Before Jesus arrived. Now Jesus arrives, there's chaos. So I had to encourage this person. Why? Why now when I've given a Jesus, things fall apart? But you see, I told her before that, I said, you're accepting Jesus. No, this is what will happen. I told her that they're going to kick out of the house. I said, no, not kick. I said, they're going to fight you. And I explained why. And I said to her, this is going to be war of Armageddon. Because now, you are bringing light into darkness. You see, in that place, everybody was in the darkness. It was fine. So they accept you. They don't fight you because you're in the dark. You see, it's like people who are born again, things go so bad in their lives, they lose their jobs. Hello? They lose everything. Or they don't get a job. They don't have money. They're nothing. Like life is woo. And then what happens? Somebody tells them, man, something is wrong. I think you must go and do something for your ancestors. Serious? No, no. Go do something. You see, and you are a Christian. You are sitting there. Oh, no, man. Maybe my life is bad. And what do you do? You go away to the darkness again, where you came out. So once you identify with that darkness again, there will be peace for you.
So now, darkness is no longer going to fight you. There is now peace. Lutwana la lififi ka fela lo. And whatever power is over that family is happy. As long as you're all in the darkness, la utwana ba lififi. The moment one of you sees light, war will break loose in that family because of Jesus. Not that Jesus will say, you are the one fighting. No, they'll fight you because of Jesus. You know, I find it strange that people will not be going to church. They won't be believing in God. They would be on drugs, they will be drinking, they will be not be sleeping home, they'll be giving them problems. The day they get born again and they change, their lives are changed for the better, they are hated. That's the day they will kick them out of their house. What does it tell you? Darkness. So the enemy has set the standard, and the standard of peace for him is that you must agree with wickedness, you must serve me. You must do the things I want. You must live like this. When I want sacrifice, you must do it. This is how people here agree. The moment you say, I want Jesus Christ, hell will break loose. Jesus Christ said, that is the day I will not. So I'm a Prince of Peace, yes. Only reconciling you with the truth. I can only reconcile you with the truth. I'm the Prince of Peace as far as you are willing to be reconciled with the truth, not false. I hope you are hearing what I'm telling you. Are you here? So some of you, since you got born again, you are not likable. You are not likable. You are being accused of many things. You think you are bad. You think you're what? 53 says they will be divided, father against son. Huh? And son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. This one has been, you know this one, Moses. You can see it has been there for a long time. Since Jesus came, says mother-in-law will fight daughter-in-law. Amen? Hallelujah. Those daughters-in-law don't fight with their mother-in-law. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Mother-in-law fights normally. Daughter-in-law is normal. But if you add Jesus now, say never imagine if you add Jesus. Even in the world, yeah, there is something there. But imagine now you add what? You add Jesus. Says, I'm going to make it worse now. You're going to fight more. Because now, Mama Zala will come and say, La Ekaya, that's what we are doing. Your child must be introduced this way. Imagine, days old, they want to take your child and introduce him to something. And when I say, no, where I come from, hey, but where now, what do where you're coming from has got nothing to do. You are married in this place. You do what we do here. Next time you get married, please check your husband where he's coming from. And see if you like where he's coming from. Some of them are hectic. They come from hectic homes. Yo, hectic. Yeah, I've been to a wedding where I saw the father-in-law carrying a gallbladder. Yeah, that wedding, gallbladder of a goat. On the wedding day, the goat that they just slaughtered, he was walking around with a gallbladder. Aya, yeah. And here we are, Abafundisi. Oh my goodness, that was the worst. And the heaviness that was there. I've never felt so much heaviness at the wedding. Are you hearing me? Say neighbor, Next time you get married, please do me a favor. Just check what's going on. Amen. So imagine, umzalani, you are married into this home. What are you going to do? They say, we have to put this gallbladder around the baby. Snake. No, not my baby, not my baby, not my, not my baby. It's not going to help you. You'll see your baby crawling, crawling with the gallbladder. Yeah. Are you hearing what I'm telling you here? Things do happen out there. They do happen out there. So you better make sure. Hallelujah. Because mother-in-law, because these are the things that people fight over. Say, no, I'm going home. I'm going home. I cannot be here and witness all these things. And that's where people fight. Jesus Christ said, yeah, that's what I'm here for. People must fight. The moment you stand for your Christian rights and your beliefs, somebody is going to take up arms against you. They want you to say, okay, it's fine. And I've seen Christians, and you see a baby has got ropes around the hands and say, manje, lomntwana, why ananit? Ah, mama zak. Hey, that's why they like you. That's why they like you. You get your neighbor, that's why they like you so much. Because what can I do? Hey, stand up and say, let war break loose. I'm not going to accept it. Shut or no shut. Baba, we are sala to hambana. Some men really are very disappointing. Some men, they just watch, they just fold their hands and watch the whole drama unfolding. Mama's a war of words. What are you saying, brother? That's when you realize, yo, yeah, that's father. Amen. So don't just be happy that you met somebody in Johannesburg at some nice charismatic church. Check what's happening in the villages. Down in KZN. Hallelujah. When you realize, brother, but here, what is this? What can I do? It's my tradition. No. What are you going to do? Ask your neighbor, what are you going to do? Amen. I'm going to go to somebody here. I want to finish. Amen. So Jesus Christ says what? I do not come for peace. Not as the world gives. I give peace, but not as the world gives peace. The world wants you to tolerate nonsense if you want to be at peace. Said, I'm not doing that. You know, often people, when they talk about this scripture, they're thinking, you know, people want money, you know, for them to say, I'm at peace. No, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about something more serious than that. Things that are against your salvation, your beliefs. Christ is not talking about things, money, cars, the world, for you to say you've got peace. People, you hear people talk about that. That's not what he's talking about here. No, not at all. Talk about the real thing, matters of life and death. Yeah. Standing for the right. Then you are opposing the devil himself. Amen. If you love God, you're not even going to have peace, not only with people, but even with yourself. What does that mean? It means that every time I have to be saying no to my flesh. I have to be fighting my flesh. That's what it means, is that I've come to put you. Before, when your flesh says, let's drink, you drink. Let's smoke, you smoke. There was peace. Are you hearing me? Let's go clubbing, there is peace. Let's not go to church, there is peace. Because you are not born again. Are you hearing me? Let's go steal. Huh, let's go, man. We need money. Nothing opposes you. But now he says, now that I came, now there will be war. When the flesh says, satisfy me, you'll say no. I will fast. I'm not going to allow you. I'm not going to give you what you want. That's what it means. War. And we shall war this flesh until he comes. This flesh is never going to be born again. Say never. If your flesh is born again, congratulations. You are the first person I've seen in my life. Oh, you are a miracle. For the rest of us, we have to fight it. It does not feel like God. It does not feel like Holy Spirit. It does not feel like tongues. It does not feel like praying. It does not feel like fasting. I have to keep saying, this, I'm in charge. This is my house. You will do what I say. Rea faster. You drag this thing kicking and screaming to fasting. Tell me, does your body agree and say, let's fast? Has it ever agreed and say, yes, brother, let's go for it? No. It's going to complain and say, but you have to drag it. I'm not your friend. Yeah, not a friend. You must make life hell for your flesh. Amen. Jesus Christ came for war. You see, those people are having nice time, good time, there's no war. I'm not. Whatever goes, goes. Nothing says anything is wrong. We flow with the world. It's peace in the world. But the moment I say no, the flesh will say no. What's this now? What's this now? Let's go pray. Let's sleep. You know what is fun is that this flesh will take you to a nightclub the whole night. But when you want to go to church on Sunday, it says, we are tired. We are tired. But clubbing, we can go for all night. Church, my church is taking too long. But now, who's speaking? It's your enemy. Yeah. But if you're going to give this thing what it wants, forget Jesus. Forget Jesus. I want to close. Are you blessed?
Amen.
Are you blessed? Hallelujah. Look at the neighbor, we are at war. You see, this Jesus, I call him Katas. Amen. I'm going to set you apart. I'm going to set the father against the son. Can you imagine? You're buddies with your father. You like buddies. Now Christ comes and says, I don't want to see you in my house anymore. You know, I must thank God for my father. You know, I don't have, and I know there aren't many fathers like that. And I think I must honor my father. Really, my father was something. Amen. When I took Christ in my life, my father just observed me. But they continued with what they were doing. So one day, I come from a night prayer, 11 o'clock or so at night, and I see this funny little looking car outside. And I always say this, that I wonder, these cars, you never see them during the day. Like ugly car, 11 o'clock. And I'm asking myself, how can a person who drives such a car be able to help you? I'm just asking. I mean, my just simple, small logic, I say, this one, I don't know. But I see this outside and I walk into the house. As I'm opening the door of the kitchen, I was greeted by smoke. Are there people in here? Couldn't believe it. Say, my suspicions confirmed. I closed the door. I took a chair and I sat outside. 11 o'clock. A And my father walked out of the smoke. Walked out of the smoke. He came, took a chair, sat next to me. That's why I really thank God for my father. He didn't take up arms. No. I don't know. God spoke to him and said, be calm here. Okay. So he came out and he sat next to me and said to me, son, I want to tell you this about life. I said, what is it, daddy? And he says, you see, in life, don't believe everything you see. Okay. I'm listening. He says, you see at church, you see us songing, sitting. You don't know what we do after church. Wow. Everybody you see there, all those people you see, oh, well, you see all these people. I don't know about you people. What do you do after church? I don't know. What do you do after church? Do stuff after church. He said, as your father, I'm concerned about you. I'm really concerned. I must protect you as a father. Okay? I'm just doing what a father must do. Because I know what happens out there. And he waited for me to respond. And I said, Papa, don't worry. I want to try this Jesus alone without mixing. Let me try him. Please. If he disappoints me, I'll come back to you. But for now, I will not know who's disappointing me between your things and him. So let's give me a chance. Let it be Jesus alone. I was 17 years at the time, somewhere there, 17 years. That is over 40 years ago. You can calculate, you'll get my age. Amen? Are you still here? Amen. To love Jesus. Amen. And I said, Papa, I hear you. And I understand. Give me a chance. Let's see. I want him alone. Only Jesus. Vela. And tonight, please, if you don't mind, I'm not going to sleep in the smoke. Can I go and ask my neighbors to accommodate me? I went to my neighbors who happened to be saved, diagonal opposite. They were Christians. In fact, I think the brother was with him at the service that night. He said, I'm here. I'm a refugee tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know what? My God said, I will not disappoint my son. After making such a bold statement, I'm pulling out all stops. I want to shine with this boy. You know, God blessed me so much. Of all the children, I was just, God just blessed me. So much. So much. It was obvious. Are you hearing me? It was obvious. To a point that when I was at the university, I took my own brother to school. I paid for him in another university. And I was just a student. And another brother. Just introduced him because then his was a little bit different. It was not as expensive as the other one, who became a lawyer. Are you hearing me? And my father, one day, I'm told by Pastor Katide, Dr. Katide, well-known man of God. And he said to me, do you know how your father left the things? You know, because he was in Apostolic Church. Mapostola before, okay? And then he said to me, do you know what happened? I said, no, I don't know. He said, your father one day, apparently, he said, we had another home in Tembisa. So he said, my father was working in Joburg and we were in Limpopo, okay? So there was a small church that apparently it was taking place in my own home, Postola. Can you believe it? Postola. It was right there. Go high. Don't tell me I came apostle. I know what I'm talking about. Are you hearing me? So they had this bell. You see this bell? The bell that they ring on Sundays. The big one. Do you know those bells? Apparently, there was one that was hanging in front of my home. So every day, every Sunday morning, one of the members would come and do, people will know it's time. They say, on this particular day, when this guy came to do it, to ring this thing, my father said to him, hey, Baba, please wait. He said to him, please do me a favor. I want you to take that thing down, go with it, go look for God. I'll also go look for my God. My father changed, accepted Jesus, and he went to the Lord as a born-again child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has set us as light in the midst of darkness. So we should not put our light under the table. Let it shine so everyone can see. Do not let darkness overpower you. That's what it means. It's like light does not exist because it's under the table. People continue in their darkness, their corruption, their foolishness, and their falsehood. And you are right there under the table. Let your light come out. Who puts a light under the table? A light is to be put on top of the table. Many of us are like lights that are under the table. They benefit no one. In the midst of darkness, we compromise for the sake of peace. We like people to like us. This one is a nice one. Ooh, I like it. I don't want to be liked by the devil. I'm done preaching. Father God Almighty, we thank you this morning. We bless your name. Your word has been spoken with great power. Our ears are open and our hearts are receiving. Heavenly Father, the message is clear. We must not look to be liked by the world. Indeed, we have not come for that. Heavenly Father, we have given a lot to be accepted, to be appreciated, to be loved. But that's not what you came for. Those that do not like the truth will hate us. That is the bottom line. Those who hated you, indeed you say in your word that anyone who loves the world hates you, for this world never loved you. Though people are in marriage with the world, they just love it. Unless we love the world, they will fight us. But God, we want to remain with you. We want to take side with you. Let them hate. Let them hate because they never loved. How can they love us? Father, help us not to compromise our lives just to be loved. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.